Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
Look up in the sky!
It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tires from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
I'm Ricky Tires from Tires, Tours, and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel, and podcast is available. So, happy belated New Year. It's a new decade, but before we talk about 2020, I just want to take you back to the past for a minute. Do you remember the Jetsons? The Jetsons was a candy-colored space-age cartoon about a family living in the future. On today's show, we will talk about eight contraptions that exist today that was featured on the Jetsons show. Now, the Jetsons show was a show about the future. Well, this is 2020 and we're in the future. Okay, so what we're going to do for today's show is take you back to some things, some contractions that they showed us on that show that we're actually using today. You know, robots. You know, they had a robot that cleaned up the house. We have robots today. You know, they had flying cars. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about on today's show and bring you forward, because the title of today's show is What's the Meaning of Virtual Travel? What's the Meaning of Virtual Reality Travel? And when we start talking about virtual, I want to take you back just a step so that we can talk about the Jetsons first. Great. So again, the title of today's show is What's the Meaning of Virtual Travel? But did you know that you should stop abbreviating 2020? So it's 2020, and I bet when you write the number down, it ends in January 1st, 20. But here's the reason why you should stop abbreviating the year 2020. Police say it leaves you open to fraud and could cost you big. The new year is giving scammers an easy way to forge documents, but you can protect yourself with an easy new year's resolution, and that's simply stop abbreviating the year. Why? This year's abbreviation is easily changeable and could be used against you. The concern is that scammers could easily manipulate a document dated 1-1-20 into 1-1-2000 or even 1-1 or even 1-1-2021. Writing out the full date could possibly protect you and prevent legal issues on paperwork. Scammers could use the method to establish an unpaid debt or attempt to cash an old check. Should you agree to make payments beginning on 1-15-20, the bad guy could establish that you begin owing the obligation on 1-15-2019 and try to collect additional dollars. So in the future, and for your New Year's resolution, you need to stop abbreviating the year 20. In the future, post-dating could be a problem too. For example, a check dated 1-1-20 could become 1-1-21 next year, possibly making the uncashed check active again. A similar method could be used for debts that are past the statute of limitations. So a good New Year's resolution is to stop abbreviating the year 20 and start writing 2020. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. So we have a couple things to talk about in the first half of the show. Did you know that your smart TV is spying on you? So that's that smart TV that you bought this Christmas with very low prices over the holidays came with a catch. The price is so super low, but the manufacturer gets to monitor what you're watching and report back to third parties for a fee. So if you bought a flat screen television for $100, well, that manufacturer is recording everything that you do, and they're reporting it back. And in some cases, companies like Amazon with this Fire TV branded sets from Toshiba, Insignia, and TCL with its branded Roku sets look to throw those same personalized targeted ads at you that you get when you visit Facebook and Google. It doesn't have to be that way. You have the controls to opt out within just a few clicks. You can stop the manufacturer from snooping on you in your living room. Amazon branded Fire TV Edition sets. To stop them from snooping, you need to go to Settings and Preference, where you have several categories to uncheck. Select Privacy Settings. Make sure Device Usage Data. Collect app and over-the-air data and interest-based ads are turned off. And be sure you go back and check your settings often. We own one of these sets and had interest-based ads turned off. And when we checked a few days later, it has somehow clicked back on. So just in, is that TV, that smart TV that you bought, that you have in your living room or your bedroom or your rec room, that smart TV is spying on you. And it's giving manufacturers information about you, about what programs you watch, what time you watch the programs, how long you watch television, how long you watch programs. So that smart TV you bought that you got at a very low price is spying on you. And just to let you know that you can opt out of them spying on you. And if you're interested, just give us a call and we'll talk you through on how to reset your television so it's not spying on you. Amazon branded Fire TV sets. There's instructions on how to do that. TCL Roku. TCL makes branded Roku TVs with software also used in sets by Philips, RCA, Sharp, Insignia. And you just need to turn off ARC by going to Settings and then Privacy and Smart TV Experience to disable ACR and make sure all the options there are unchecked. So, LG, there's a way to turn that off also. So just so you know that your smart TV is spying on you. It's actually spying on you. It's these manufacturers are monitoring what you watch, and they're getting paid by a company to turn that information in. So that smart TV you got for Christmas at a very, very low price is spying on you. Wow. How crazy is that? So before we get into the Jetsons, for those of you who have medical marijuana, we have instructions on how to travel with medical marijuana. Even as some states allow medical marijuana, traveling between states with cannabis can leave patients in a legal limbo. This fall, a client showed up at a security gate at Los Angeles International Airport with a bottle of THC oil. And that is the psychoactive ingredients in cannabis. And she had it in her purse. The client is a 31-year-old nursing assistant from Southern Oregon, was traveling with her 9-year-old son, and uses medical marijuana to treat his severe nerve pain from chemotherapy, as well as her own chronic pain. She was on her way to a medical conference in Dallas to talk about her son's medical marijuana use and was praying and meditating that we've made it, that we'll make it through security, when a TSA agent pulled the bottle out of her purse and she said it's just botanical oil. To her surprise, the officer told her that it's illegal to fly with marijuana and he was obligated to call the police instead. So instead of calling the police, he just threw the bottle in the trash and wouldn't report it. With 33 states now allowing some form of medical marijuana, it might seem that traveling with medical marijuana should be easy enough. But there's a difference between state governments and the federal government. And if you don't know the rules, traveling with medical marijuana could lead to an arrest, or at the very least, a complicated legal gray area. So what's the bottom line? In the United States, the federal government still classifies marijuana, even medical marijuana, as a Schedule I controlled substance, which means anyone transporting it across the state lines is committing a federal crime and can be charged with drug trafficking. This carries a minimum penalty of up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for the first offense. Internationally, fines and punishments for marijuana possession can be much harsher, including long jail sentence and even you can get executed for trafficking large amounts. The TSA says it's not interesting in finding your medical marijuana. They're focused on security and searching for things that are dangerous on the airplane. Even though the TSA is a federal agency, it can often feel as though agents are overly jealous. Overly zealous about checking your bags. And there's not activities, and they're not actively looking for marijuana or other drugs. So through a recent Instagram post by the TSA, they note that while TSA officers do not search for marijuana or other illegal drugs, if they do find it, they are required by federal law to turn it and the owner over to local law enforcement. In a state where medical marijuana is legal, present your medical marijuana card and the law enforcement officer will usually just give it back to you. You should always look up the airline's rules and regulations. Many carriers, including Delta Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and American, has created policies that ban medical marijuana, THC, from the aircraft even if you have a medical card. So at your destination, know the laws of the state you are traveling to or through, and even if you have a medical marijuana card, you can be arrested and charged for possession in states where medical marijuana is not legal. Nearly 20 states accept out-of-state medical marijuana authorizations, but laws vary from state to state. In some states, like Arkansas, visitors are required to sign up for the medical marijuana program 30 days in advance and pay a $50 refundable fee. And visitors should also keep in mind the state's purchasing limits, which can be different for residents versus those who are there temporarily. In Oregon, for example, residents can possess up to 24 ounces, while visitors can only have 1 ounce. On the roads and the rails, Amtrak policy is strict. The use of marijuana in any form for any purpose is prohibited. Even in states or countries where recreational use is legal or permitted medically. Greyhound Lines bans alcohol and drugs. Greyhound bans alcohol on the bus? Wow. Greyhound Lines bans alcohol and drugs anywhere on the bus, including in your checked baggage. If you choose to drive with medical marijuana, be discreet. Many marijuana arrests begins as a traffic stop. According to Americans for Safe Access, a nonprofit group, they recommend keeping cannabis locked in your trunk and never drive under their influence. You should never carry medical marijuana in a state where it's not legal. So what about CBD? In May, the TSA updated rules for flying with medical marijuana, allowing travelers now to carry products like cannabis oil that contain less than 0.3% THC, or CBD that does not get patients high. Passengers can bring products that are approved by the FDA in their checked or carry-on luggage. So remember, pack your bags, don't forget all your official documents, and we tell patients to bring their doctor's recommendations with them just in case law enforcement stops them. And we also tell them to keep their medical recommendations and their medical ID card with them and know the physician's number and even your lawyer's number just in case you get stopped. So there's a way that you can travel with medical marijuana. A lot of times you can show your medical ID card and they will give it back to you, but you have to also know the rules of the carrier that you're traveling on, if they allow it or don't allow it. So you can travel with America with medical marijuana, but it's awful difficult. So one of the things we're going to talk about real fast is China is not in Africa for charity, but to control its resources. You know, Africa is on the cusp of a new period in its history. Its renaissance, freed from centuries of colonialism and neo-imperialism, Africa has the opportunity to become a center of economic might to provide prosperity to the continent's growing population. The continent is uniting and becoming one continent instead of a bunch of individual nations. Yet at the present, Africa unfortunately faces a new danger: Sino-imperialism, the risk of falling under the control of China, largely through China's economic investment and loans. The People's Republic of China has long supported African states since the Chinese Communist Party came to power in 1949. Under Mao, China backed African liberation movements in an effort to advance Maoism and offset Soviet and American influence. In much of Africa today, China is an imperialist power. Just so you know, in most of the world today, China is the imperialist power. I'm getting ready to write an article on how China intends to control the world through tourism. China intends to control the world through tourism. And that's the article I'm going to bring up on another show. But China intends to control the world through tourism. We'll send 8 million people over to you for your for vacations and tours. And if you don't do what China says, the next year they back them out and don't send them. So how much money do you lose? And it starts through a country in Europe where China has trains running from that country to Europe. And these passenger trains are carrying so many Chinese to parts of Europe and Germany. And they actually hold these countries hostage because if you don't abide to what they want from you, they will reduce the amount of tourists you get from year to year. But that's another article. Okay, China is in Africa now not to advance, but to control its resources, people, and potential. From building railroads in Kenya and roads in rural Ethiopia to running mines in the Congo, China has drastically changed the African economic landscape in the 20th century. China lent nearly $125 billion to Africa between 2000 and 2006 and recently pledged $60 billion at the 28th Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. The Chinese superficially appear to maintain a mutual beneficial relationship with Africa by providing financial and technical assistance to Africa's pressing developmental needs. Trade between China and Africa has grown from $10 billion in 2000 to $190 billion by 2017. It is estimated that 12% of Africa's industrial production, or $500 billion annually, nearly half of Africa's international contracted construction market, is carried out by Chinese firms. So, Chinese is in Africa to consume their resources and take over their country. So, just to let you know, China is not an Africa of charity. It's there to control its resources. So, the title of today's show is What's the Meaning of Virtual Travel, of Virtual Reality and Travel? And to get into that, we want to go back to talk about the 8 far out Jetsons contraptions that actually exist today. The Jetsons, that candy color cartoon about a family living in the future, was actually a bit of a time traveler. It premiered in 1962 on ABC and was the network's first show to ever be broadcast in color. But this new age way of viewing a television show didn't help the Jetsons, as it only lasted 24 episodes before being canceled thanks to poor ratings. The production company, Hanna-Barbera, the minds behind the Flintstones and Scooby-Doo, gave it another shot and revived it in the 80s with new episodes that ran in syndications from 1985 to 1987. The cartoon wasn't around for all that long compared to some of its contemporaries, but its impact is an enduring one. And true, these are just aspects of what bit is kind of dated, but you don't see lots of parents naming their sons Elroy these days, but it's remarkable about where technology was headed. From interactive newspapers to video chatting, here are some of the inventions from the Jetsons that are part of the world today. Flying cars. George Jetson's flying car converted into a portable briefcase, which is pretty cool. While the car improvements haven't trended in that direction just yet, there's a startup company called Aero Mobile, and they're hard at work on a car that can turn into an airplane and vice versa. So the first contraction that exists today from that show is flying cars, and this company Aero Mobile is working on building a car that turns into an airplane and vice versa, airplane to a car and a car to an airplane. Jetpacks. There were jetpacks aplenty in the Jetsons universe to get people everywhere from school to dry cleaners. And while they aren't available for general consumption just yet, startups Aquaflyer, Martin Jetpack, and Jetpack International are working towards their dream of commuting via jetpack, and they're working on making it a reality. So the second thing that was on that show that is present today is jetpacks. So the third thing is robotic help. The Jetsons had a housekeeper named Rosie, and she would feel right at home with the robotic butlers and concierge employed at Hina Hotel in Japan and a Loaf Hotel in California. So the third thing is robotic help. And in Vegas, they have bartenders that are robotic that can take care of you. So in the home today, you have the little machine that's a robot that will go around and clean your carpet. So that's robotic help is another thing that existed back during that cartoon that's available today. Holograms. The Jetsons used a holographic tree to ring in the holiday. And while in recent years, the hologram versions of entertainers like Michael Jackson and Tupac have appeared at the Billboard Music Awards. So holograms is another item that's available from the Jetsons. 3D printed food. The Jetsons family had a home food replicator that could churn out anything from asparagus to stroganoff. Now companies like Foodie and Kojak Jets are making it possible to create delicious 3D printed entrees and desserts. So drones. In that classic intro, the Jetsons kids get delivered to school via flying pods, though they aren't dropping off people in their preferred location yet. Drones are being implemented to deliver packages and take aerial footage for industries as varied as movie making and real estate. I recently received a drone as a Christmas present, and I'm practicing with that drone to be able to take footage from the air when I go on vacation. We talk about virtual reality in travel. One of the things that virtual reality does is it allows you to be in a destination without actually being there, and you can get a 360-degree view. Smart shoes. At one point during the 80s run of episode, George Jetson is saddled with a pair of shoes that have a mind of their own. A Spanish designer has come up with an idea called e-traces, ballet shoes outfitted with sensors that record dancers' movements onto an app to help them improve and teach others. And the last contraption, this is number 8 from the Jetsons. Of course, everybody has one, except for me, is a smartwatch. With a simple accessory for quick and easy calling and video chatting in the Jetsons universe, has made some waves lately with all manner of tech companies trying to get into the smartwatch market. True story. A lady was working and accidentally with her smartphone called 911. And the phone placed a call, the watch placed the call to 911, and 911, even though she tried to cancel it, did show up. So even though smartwatches are smart, she wasn't able to stop 911 from coming when she told them ahead of time that she did that mistakenly. So we'll cover what's the meaning of virtual travel in the second half of the show. Look, up in the sky, it's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyatt from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com Radio, the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932. And in the second half of the show, we'll talk about what's the meaning of virtual travel.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance.
Even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk. We don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Look, up in the sky is the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 877-932-9766. So in the first half of the show, we talked about the Jetsons, a candy-colored space age cartoon about a family living in the future. And we are in the future. This is 2020, so we are the future. So the second half of the show, we're going to talk about virtual travel. What's the meaning of virtual travel, of virtual and travel? So travel customers usually require a lot of information before they book. They may, for instance, require them to read descriptions, view images, look at videos, read customer reviews, seek opinions on social media. Through intelligent use of virtual reality, however, this process can be shortened significantly. Virtual reality can allow you to go beyond basic images, allowing users to actually experience the product. So what virtual reality does, it puts you in the center of the destination that you want to go to. And it just makes you feel like you're there. For example, on Saturday, January 25th at 2 p.m., we have a virtual wedding party. This wedding party exists twice a month. It exists on a Wednesday, normally the second Wednesday of the month, and this last Saturday of the month. So we have a virtual wedding party that will teach you all the tricks on a destination wedding. You can learn the latest information from the romance travel specialist at Sandals Resorts and receive inside tips about throwing the ultimate wedding in the Caribbean. Plus, you'll have an exclusive booking incentive of up to $250. For a spa credit for the bride and the groom. So you can reserve that today by going to www.sandals.com virtual party. And make sure to mention that Ricky of Tyers Tours and Travel is your travel agent.
But typically, customers are looking to purchase experience rather than a product. You know, when they want to purchase an experience, they want to know that experience is going to be a wow factor. It's going to be the greatest event that they ever had. And virtual reality offers an effective way for customers to get a taste of what they expect. Tyus Tours and Travel is now providing virtual reality elements on our website, tyustours.com/romancetravel/destination wedding. Or you can visit tyustours.virtualhoneymoon.com. And this particular website is an interactive website where if you don't know where you want to go for your vacation or your honeymoon or your anniversary, it asks you 15 interactive questions, and it comes up with the best two destinations for you to go to. So what we've done with this website, we're working on making everything on the website a virtual reality website, where if you go to the website and if you you get this view, as you see there, that puts you in the center of everything going on. And these people here are, this is how they're taking their honeymoon. Is they're actually going into virtual reality, and this is how they're enjoying their honeymoon. They're using these goggles to go to a destination of their choice, and it kind of puts you in the middle of everything going on, and their experience is totally amazing. So that's what we're working on with this new website. This tyustours.virtualhoneymoon.com website is we're working on making the destinations in there virtual. And the use of virtual reality technology within the travel industry is still in its infancy. But we're experimenting with VR headsets and finding good use for them. So as you can see on the video, these people who experience the VR headsets were really amazed with the destination that they looked at. So there's a VR video that will be downloaded to our website at tyustours.virtualhoneymoon.com. And it is Jamaica One Love 360. Travel World VR. It's a 3 minute and 26 second video. And what it does is it puts you in the center of that destination. It gives you a view that will put you in the middle of every single thing going on. And what that video is a video of a wedding that was taken with virtual reality, and lasts 3 minutes and 26 seconds. So the TyusToursVirtualHoneymoon.com is an interactive destination matching tool that will help you if you're indecisive, have no idea where to go for your honeymoon, destination, vacation, or anniversary. And you can discover your dream destination in two steps. First, by taking a quiz with 17 interactive fun questions. And second, you can find your top two destinations or explore the whole destination library to view the exotic personalities. And as we go forward, these destinations will be in virtual reality. And finally, the virtual reality is offering hotels, travel agents, and other businesses within the tourism industry the opportunity to provide prospective customers with a virtual travel experience. This means users will be able to sample some of the main attractions that are likely to draw them to a location in the first place. So if you're looking for that experience, the book, and you want to test drive it before you get there, virtual reality will absolutely give you that experience. Another video that we have is Atlantis Dubai Virtual Tours. I don't know if we have that available, but for instance, a hotel in Paris may be able to provide a virtual experience of what it's like at the top of the Eiffel Tower, while a hotel near a theme park may be able to provide a virtual roller coaster experience. And the primary benefit of this is the ability to sell travel, to sell rooms, to sell flights, to sell travel. And it's based on the experience that they were able to get by being in virtual reality. So in the future, this particular website, which I've had for a few years, I've never really done anything with, is tirestours.virtualhoneymoon.com. We're going to start putting the destinations on there in virtual reality. So it'll kind of give you a 360 degree look. And at the video, any video that's virtual reality that you look at has a button in the top corner that you can kind of change the direction and change everything going on. But that's something that we're working on. I have a meeting about it this Saturday, and going forward, we'll list more things on that particular website, which is tirestours.virtualhoneymoon.com. Most of the items on there would be in virtual reality. And we hope in the future to be able to open up a store that is strictly virtual reality. So you can go in and put the goggles on, and if you want to experience Jamaica, it'll put you in Jamaica. Or if you want to do a theme park and see what it's like to be on a roller coaster, you know, it'd be in virtual reality. So that's something going forward that we're working on. And hopefully after this meeting on Saturday, we'll add more things to that particular website that would be in virtual reality. So can you imagine being on a roller coaster and not actually ever being on that roller coaster to kind of gain that experience? It's an amazing product that is being produced, and we're working on being one of the first travel agencies to do that. So that's something going forward. Right now, it's available if you want to look at cabins on cruises, Royal Caribbean, Carnival. They give you a 360 degree look of their cabin that you may want to buy. So the technology is being used in the travel industry. We're just going to convert a whole website to virtual reality. And something that's come up today is that there's an event in Jamaica called Jamaica Frenzy. It is a 6-day, 5-night house music festival in the Grill, Jamaica. The parties will take place on the 5-star resort Hinduism 2, as well as on beaches and venues throughout Negril. And anyone familiar with Negril knows that they have a 7-mile beach. Jamaican Frenzy specializes in house music with all-inclusive accommodation packages. Royalton Negril is another hotel that is available for that event. Mixed with the very best talent in house music and electronic music industry from around the world. And Tyers and Travel is an official travel agent partner of Jamaican Frenzy, and we are excited to offer you this Jamaican House Music Festival. So the festival runs from March 31st to April 5th. It's an all-inclusive accommodations. It's not an all-inclusive package because it doesn't include airfare. But it's, and the tickets include all-inclusive accommodations, gourmet dining, premium cocktails, airport transfers, event admission, and it's a week-long event, round-trip road transportation to all the parties. So round-trip road transportation to all the parties going on for this event. And as I say, the airfare is not included, but we can certainly book the airfare for you. And again, this event runs from March 31st to April 5th, and it features house music, and they're bringing in artists from around the world to provide house music and electric music. And I know in Vegas, house music and electric music is a real big deal. So they have this event going on from March 31st to April the 5th. So, and to find out more about that, you can visit our website, www.tiestours.com, or give us a call at 866-547-5362. And also this Saturday, or most Saturdays coming up, Saturdays and Wednesdays, twice a month, we have a virtual wedding party. This one is coming up on Saturday, the 25th. There'll be two more dates in February. So what it is it's free to join this. It doesn't cost you anything. And you can learn the latest information from the romance specialists at Sandals Resorts and receive inside tips about throwing the ultimate wedding in the Caribbean. Plus, we have an exclusive booking incentive of up to $250 spa credit for the bride and the groom. And to reserve a spot for this, just go to www.sandals.com/virtual-party. And please mention Tyus Tours and Travel as your travel agent. So, virtual reality, what does it mean in retail? Virtual reality will actually give you the opportunity to experience a destination without ever going there. It's relatively new in the travel industry, and we're working to make that available to you. And the website to go to would be tiestours.com, virtualhoneymoon.com. It will allow you to go beyond basic images, allowing users to actually experience the product without ever traveling there. So virtual reality is the future in finding the destination that you want to go to. You know, you won't have to read descriptions. You can view, you won't have to dig through a bunch of videos, look at customers' review. You can actually see it for yourself. And that's one of the things that we're working on here at Tyus Tours and Travel. You know, typically customers are looking to purchase experiences rather than products, and virtual reality offers an effective way for customers to get a taste of what they expect. So in the first half of the show, we talked about the Jetsons and the items they had on the show that are present today. Some of the things that we didn't talk about that was on the Jetsons back a while ago was they used to be able to read the newspaper virtually, and you know we can just about do that now. So there is several contraptions that was available that was on the show that is available today. So there's just a lot going on in the travel business. Don't forget that January, February, March is wave season. Wave season is January, February, and March. It's the best time to book a cruise. And the reason why it's the best time is because you can get the best availability. You can get the best cabins. You can get the space that you want. You know, if you wait till the middle of the year and you try and get on a cruise, then you may get a cabin or stateroom that's at the front of the ship or the back of the ship, and during the whole cruise, all you're going to do is bounce over the waves and get sick. But if you can get a cabin right in the center of the ship, then there's a lot that will be a lot more comfortable. So, you know, if you remember this cartoon, this is the Jetsons from back in the day, and all the futuristic things that they had back then, you know, and some of those things are existed today. You know, I talked about in the beginning that they're working on a flying car that won't turn into a briefcase, but it'd go from a car to a plane. You know, so that's just some of the things that was on that show that is reality today. You know, there's just several things that was going on back then that's available today. So just remember that we're working on building virtual reality into our website. There's a website that is called tirestours.virtualhoneymoon.com. It's a website where you can go in, and if you don't know where you want to go, it asks you 17 questions. It's an interactive website, and it asks you 17 questions, and it will come up with the best two destinations for you. You can do it for your honeymoon. You can do it for destination weddings, and you can also do it for anniversaries or just your vacation. And we're working on making that virtual. We're working on making that every destination in there is virtual. And once again, you know, at the beginning of the show, we talked about the Jetsons and all the contraptions they had back then, and the contraptions that we have today from that show. In the first half of the show, we talked about how to travel with medical marijuana. And you need to make sure that if you're traveling with medical marijuana, that you take your medical ID card with you. You have your doctor's phone number and maybe even your lawyer's phone number, because it's still not legal to transport marijuana from state to state. So in a lot of cases, they may actually, if you have your medical ID card with you, they may actually give it back to you. But just in case, you need to carry your medical ID card with you. And again, we talked about the 8 far-out contraptions that the Jetsons had back in the day. And you see the flying cars. It was a flying car that they had that converted to a briefcase. Well, we're not to that, but we have flying cars that convert to airplanes and airplanes that convert to flying cars. They had jetpacks. We have jetpacks today. There's 3 startup companies that is making jetpacks a reality. Robotic help. You know, we have computers. We have robotic help that will serve you a drink. Robots that will clean your house. There's hotels. There's a hotel in Japan that has a butler and a concierge that's robotic. And there's also a hotel in California that does basically the same. The Jetsons use a holographic tree to ring in the new year. Well, during the music awards, the Billboard Music Awards, they had Michael Jackson and Tupac in holographic form. So we just want to talk about virtual reality and everything going on in virtual reality. You can visit our website again. It's tirestours.virtualhoneymoon.com. And there's a lot of virtual things in there. So look up in the sky. It's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyus. He's able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea. even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.